Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope the clouds aren't too gloomy on this. Well, it's going to be warm, though. Relatively warm.
It's going to be just 70s all day. Yeah, 71 all day.
70s overcast. You can make that work.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you can make that work. Absolutely.
I wish we could live in not like a snow globe of it, but a globe of 70-degree weather.
That'd be good.
It's perfect.
Hawaii's typically like 70, sunny, but it's
perfect. 70. If it's cloudy and 70, then I can wear shorts and a hoodie. But otherwise, it's nice weather. Mm-hmm. It's not terrible. You can go golf.
Right.
But you're not sweating when you're walking to like four holes later.
I felt that on Saturday.
See, I'm on to something here.
I was prepared very much so at 8 in the morning to be like, hey, you know what? Probably a little chilly. Let's, pull up on the, we're going to wear a thin hoodie. I've become a very big thin hoodie guy.
Yes. Or a quarter zip. I'm addicted to quarter zips.
So I wore like.
I have a problem. My name is Derek Kramer, and I'm addicted to quarter zips.
So I wore the thin, because I didn't have a hoodie. So, it was just a thin quarter zip. Had the thin pants on. So we were good. By like hole 5, I'm like, I've lost 6 pounds sweating.
Oh, well, that's a mistake wearing anything
long. I was like, oh my gosh.
On Saturday, that's a mistake wearing anything long sleeves, man. Come on, look at the numbers. The numbers got
him off. I thought I had time. I thought it was going to be all right. We'll have time. Like by the back nine, I'll probably end up taking it off. Nope.
Hell, what I wear here after a two-hour show is dictated by me looking at my phone, seeing what the weather's like for today, and then, hey, what's it going to look like when I walk out of here at like 1 o'clock?
Right, and then moving that away.
Yeah.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Mandatory minicamp coming up tomorrow, as this will be the last sort of news from the Bills until training camp end of July, early August. There are reports from Adam Schefter that we may not see James Cook for a while. There's also some fan reports that maybe he's already here and that he was on he's on a plane from JFK to Buffalo.
Are you really making me do this today?
Yeah.
You're making me do this. Fine.
We also have
a
report.
I'll talk about it kicking and screaming.
We also have a report from Jordan Schultz about 15 minutes ago that, if you have not heard already today, the Packers did release Pro Bowl corner Jair Alexander. It's not too surprising. There were rumblings they wanted to move him this year. He wanted to get moved. Their long-term extension has been healthy for very long. But Jordan Schultz, NFL Insider, has reported that earlier this offseason, there were trade discussions between the Packers and the Bills that ultimately fell through. And I'd imagine that's where the Bills then pivoted. If you're asking me, Bills pivoted to re-adding Dane Jackson, Trey White, and, of course, continuing on to go draft Maxwell Harrison. Now, Schultz has also mentioned, unclear if, now that he's released, will the Bills then re-up their interest and just load up on corner and like the Dark Knight scene with the Joker, breaks the pool stick in half and just kind of throws it at the three guys. Like, one he is winning. And
one he is winning.
Probably not, but I'd also be really interested if they did add him and go, all right, cool, it's going to be the best men win.
Yeah, and I do think that there is a there's something to it about the corners of just adding and adding mm-hmm. and trying to strengthen the roster to a point where, like, I don't know. Like, for example, if the Harrison trade – or not the Harrison – if the Alexander trade happens, for example, right, do we get Max Harrison as the first-round pick? And my guess on that is probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they would reinvest in another corner because Alexander wants an extension. He wants a deal. If you were to acquire him, it would be with a contract extension if you were doing it through trade. Because that's what he's wanting. That's what camp is asking for. Ultimately, I think I'm glad it didn't work out. But I'm not drafting a corner then, too, in the same offseason that I've traded for Jair Alexander and signed Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson. I'm just not. That's just a waste of an asset at that point.
Yeah, because that's the thing, too. Like, when they drafted Harrison, there was that feeling of, cornerback, too, they really haven't handled. It's a lot of guys on one-year deals. It's guys you aren't sure of, so they got to handle it.
You trade for Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
You have an answer.
Now, he's played 14 total games over the last 2 years.
I didn't say it was a good answer.
Yeah, right. So, I think that's probably where the trade talks fell through is the Bills were like, guys, we'll give you a fifth. We'll give you a sixth. Like, and the Packers are trying to get anything out of what used to be a very good player and one of my favorite corners
in
the league.
And a top-tier corner in the league who has been done in by injuries.
Yep. But I think it ultimately fell
through. The Bills re-signed Trey White, top-tier corner who was done in by injuries.
Yeah, ultimately, honestly, looking back
at it. How much of the same asset do you do? The answer is you don't.
Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting look into what they were trying to do this offseason. It's not unsurprising. The Bills very rarely want to go into a draft with a desperate need. Funny enough, it has kind of always turned out to be corner when they do have one. Quarterback notwithstanding, that's when you draft a quarterback, that is because you need one.
Right. And there was only one time that they did that, though.
Yeah. Usually the Bills like to go into these drafts having some sort of answer at the position that if the board does not fall their way, they are not sitting there with their hands empty or the chairs all taken and they're going, oh, we don't have a spot this year. You know, they don't like to go into that corner.
Except for one.
Yeah, corner happens to be the position, though, that when it does happen, it happens. Kyer Elam and Christian Benford that year a few years ago. And then even, I would say, this year when they go and draft Harrison and Orion Strong.
And you forget
Hancock as well.
Jordan Hancock.
So they drafted three guys. Hancock ultimately seems like he's probably going to be more towards the safety. But when they drafted him, it was a third corner.
Ready? The scouting report screams Cam Lewis competition, mark?
So, I mean, they loaded up on the corner position at the draft. I think they still probably do something similar-ish. I think you're right, though, that maybe they don't go Hairston in round one because the value of the position wouldn't be as high. But maybe you do see a trade-up to go get a defensive tackle. Or is that where maybe they overreach a little bit, but they go TJ Sanders, a guy that they trade up pretty high in the second round to go get. Maybe they just go, we'll trade back early second round. We'll take him there.
Yeah.
Or they just take him where they were in the first round. It maybe doesn't change too
much.
It's
a different
maybe
story,
Harrison
for example.
Just isn't on the team.
Yeah. And that's probably just all it is at that point. Because when we were getting to pick 30, I remember we were kind of lamenting what the defensive tackle position was looking like for your first round caliber players. Tylee Williams literally got taken the pick before, or two picks before.
And that was a bit surprising for me, at least.
Yeah. And that was one where it's like, okay. So that was the one that Sal mocked that at 30. And we're like, okay, that's the last one I would viably take in the first round that is not there now. Awesome. So what are you going to do here? Oh, and all three of us looked at each other and went, every corner is available.
Yeah. Well, our big thing was talking about Will Johnson out of Michigan. Like, he keeps falling. What's going on?
Right.
Ravel, of course, is still there. He doesn't get taken, I think, till the third round, if I remember correctly.
Harrison, same with Amos.
Of course. Amos as well. I mean, ultimately, that corner made sense that night. I think that would have
made sense, and who it was at corner also made sense because Harrison was the last more or less
elite trade guy.
Not even elite trade guy, but also for sure fringe first or second rounder.
Yeah.
The others had a lot of variance on where they could go from
Well, yeah, if they dropped out of the first round, it could be. Okay, they could go. They could go now. They could go in the third round.
It could be in the middle of the second round. It could be all the way into the third round. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But
it is funny, though, thinking about it. Let's say they trade for Jair Alexander and the draft falls the same way. Bills are probably sitting there going, like, damn. We have our pickings of the one position we maybe don't need right now.
And that would be the ultimate irony in all of that. If you traded for Alexander and you're like, okay, we're set at corner, and then the draft board's looking like that. Well, also, you had 10 draft picks. You might have moved up for something else that you would have wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. If the Bills made that trade, my guess is they have to go up and get something because they're seeing the board falling the way that it is.
Yeah.
And going, I don't love something like this right now.
Right. Right.
Or it could have been edge rusher because there were a good amount of them to pick too.
Landon Jackson was a guy that ultimately they take in round three, but there was late round two?
It was round three. You were right.
Round three. There was rumblings 2 weeks before the draft that Landon Jackson could absolutely have been a first-round pick for the Bills by a lot of mock drafts. That wouldn't have been – it was not something I loved value-wise, but it would have been something I would have kind of put my hands up and going, all right, it makes sense.
Yeah, and the other part of it would just be finally I feel like they would have went and figured out something else with the first round. And who knows what that would have been. Mm-hmm. If it's a trade-up, the ultimate irony in this is – maybe it would have been a wide receiver. You find out that, like, you're set at corner, so you're not sitting there at 30 waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's corner, or maybe it's a wide receiver. I don't know. The ultimate irony in what happened in this universe that we are talking about, that we are in.
Yep.
In another one that they trade for Jair Alexander, they're set at corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, certain comments aren't made. But I like where we are.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
It's fun.
I'm excited for this team.
It's fun.
I'm really excited for mandatory minicamp tomorrow. I think even if James Cook didn't show up, I'm really interested to see how the rookies perform and where that's all at. It seems like there are good rumblings around of a lot of players. I saw Matt Parrino put up a piece today, too, about Keon Coleman talking with Joe Brady. Coleman himself, I believe, as well, and kind of how he's looked a lot better. He's getting much more rave reviews than I would say mm-hmm. this time last year, which – look, you don't need a
good.
Rookie. Yeah, you don't need a rookie to be like, oh my gosh, he's changing the team. You don't need that. But for him to be coming in year two, after the start of the offseason being a lot of rumblings of, hey, yeah, he really didn't handle post-injury very well. We need more from him. We need this, we need that. To hear that the coaches are talking positive about him is really good. Of course, I've mentioned a lot Elijah Moore. He seems to be hitting really well, kind of hitting the ground running with Josh and the chemistry there. And then, of course, on the defensive side of things, I haven't heard too much about Hairston, but I also say I haven't heard anything bad, which is probably good. TJ Sanders, it seems like he's done really well. The few clips I've seen from Landon Jackson, good.
Yeah, I think that
– it's also OTAs, can't take too much from it.
Yeah, you can't take too much from much of any of this. Even – ready? What do we do every year? What do we – this is something like – I feel like we're all – there's a little bit of a sickness in football fans. It's just that – you're missing football content so much that you take words of camp of like, this guy looks really good in practice. Mm-hmm. This guy looks like really good in a couple reps here. Here's a highlight reel thing. Unfortunately, that data gets processed in a way that it should not. We here every year do the preseason pledge. The preseason, obviously, games that are ultimately meaningless in a way because Jamar Chase looked like
I couldn't catch
cheeks.
Yeah, he couldn't catch
in the preseason. He has become probably the best wide receiver in the National Football League.
Triple Crown winner last year. Yeah,
nothing, and I mean nothing, should be taken away from any of this. Positive, negative, and this is an indirect shot at you, Mr. Zachary Jones, about a certain Elijah Moore. Nothing that we talk about for the next couple of months matters. None of it at all.
I mean, you say what you want.
And
man.
Am I putting a wet blanket on the only content that we have for legitimately 3 months? Yes.
You say what you want.
And am I going to
say Wednesday, Thursday? If I get an Elijah Moore pop tweet, I'm losing my mind.
But ready? Am I also going to have to ignore that? Yes, I have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
But emotionally, I'm not going to take anything out of this. I don't want to say I don't care. That's not mm-hmm. the case. I know I cannot weigh this properly.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing of value that can go against it statistically.
Mm-hmm.
there's nothing of value in the standings that is going to do anything about this. The things that I will properly freak out about are injury.
Yeah. It's stuff that will ultimately end up hurting the regular
season. That's the list.
Yeah.
That's the list. If someone looks cool in OTAs, somebody looks cool in minicamp, hell, somebody looks cool in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
If I see it consistently, then there might be something there. But I don't need the, oh, hey, Elijah Moore just had a 40-yard bomb from Josh Allen where he beat Dane Jackson.
I mean, you don't need it. I do.
I don't need that. I'm okay.
And I think that is the difference between us. They signed Elijah Moore. No, my head immediately went to, there's your wide receiver.
That's not just between us. I know it's different from a vast majority of football fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. I understand that. And I'm not asking you to be like me on that. I'm a sicko, okay? I can bounce back the next day.
I can bounce back.
No, I know.
For me, it's weird because
football... But I also know that, like, football fans, like, there's an attachment. Like, there are people, like, they're Monday, they're definitely... Even here, like, we're a little bit more miserable covering the team.
Yep. After a loss. Yeah.
I'm good, like, 5 minutes after, man.
Mm-hmm.
Life marches on. There's bigger things to worry about.
That's fair. I've got,
and I know that I'm not, and I know that I'm not everybody in that case.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten better. Working with the team, I've gotten better with the Bills. Texas losses still hurt like a week later.
Yeah, but again, I know that I'm not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to shame anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It is just to say the words coming out of my mouth, don't take them too seriously either.
Yeah.
Everything we say in the next 3 months is conjecture.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty much. 803-0550.
Really nihilistic segment we got going on here today.
803-0550, the number to call. One storyline we may have tomorrow, and it may end even tomorrow as well, which could lead into what are we going to talk about for the next 3 months? James Cook. There was a report over the weekend from Adam Schefter. We talked about it last week, the idea of is Cook going to be a mandatory minicamp, and what would that mean for us? And Derek, I think ultimately both of us landed on, look, does it become a story? Yes. Does it matter? Not until training camp. If he does not report to training camp, then we've got something more serious, especially with him kind of putting his career into very precarious waters, I would say. If he doesn't show up to training camp, but mandatory minicamp, I think it's just more rumblings more than anything. But he may not be the only guy that's not showing up to mandatory minicamp. Terry McLaurin of Washington, I think, is absolutely trending that way. And he even showed up to OTAs and left. And then I think maybe the biggest one, because it's been going on the longest, Trey Hendrickson for Cincinnati. On a defensive unit that desperately needs him, and even when he's there, is not a great unit. He spoke for 20 minutes with the media, trashed the organization, the whole thing. I heard Joe and Jeremy talking about this morning.
Yeah.
I think it's almost for sure he's not showing up. And if he does, he certainly ain't working. And if anything, he's going to talk to the media more. And so Look, I'd even say this too. If James Cook shows up tomorrow and is not working on the field, I don't care. That's fine. He's here with the team. Great. Perfect. If he's not here, fine. We are going to talk about it for, what was it, 5-6 weeks leading up to training camp in
like
the
hopes
that he'll be there for training camp.
Kicking and screaming, I will talk about this, but I don't want to.
But there is something. We were looking at it today before the show of just, you know, where is his value? I think there are some segment of Bills fans that really have his value high, a top five player in terms of importance on the team as a whole, top two on the offense. And then there are others who really downplay his importance. Ray Davis will take over and will not miss a beat. It's all the offensive line. We don't need James Cook. His 16 touchdowns last year, going to turn into three. You know, like, and I'm being a little bit hyperbolic when I say that, but there are two aggressive camps.
There are two aggressive camps, mm-hmm. and neither of them are the majority of fans. They're just the loudest.
Mm-hmm. They're just the loudest.
Which is what happens in every sort of aspect of life. There's a lot of people that are just going to be in the middle of, okay, I'd rather you be here because I know you're not – I know that you're important. You're not like the most important thing. The Bills have Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But it would hurt the offensive production to not have James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a fool to think otherwise, really. Why do you think he's looking for more money? It is because he is good at his job. That's the simple fact. And I'm going to say this again. I said it on Saturday. I'm going to say it again. Zach, I'm going to be sitting in this chair talking into this microphone tomorrow when the story either dies entirely until February or I'm going to have a headache for 3 months. Well, 2 months because training camp.
Yep.
I'd rather not have a headache for 2 months. And I've got a growing suspicion that it's not going to be that way. I don't think James Cook is going to do anything that will actively cost him money when he is looking for money. And also, the Le'Veon Bell saga is a very cautionary tale mm-hmm. of what not to do.
Yeah,
could there be
it ended his career, essentially.
Could there be...
He gets money from the Jets, but not nearly what he was looking for at all.
Not nearly what he was looking for, not nearly what he was even offered from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He costs himself and a lot of running backs, actually, because the minute he shows up, he stinks.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so I'm never taking any of you seriously for holding out any more running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to sit out a whole year? You're going to lose a whole year of production that you could have had.
Yeah.
You want to sit out a year of the prime of your career? Okay,
go ahead.
Fine by me. We're not going to be cost money for this. Le'Veon Bell did a lot of damage to running backs with the holdout and then the lack of production afterward. But more importantly than that, there are other examples now, like Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. where it was a hold-in.
Yeah, he was there. He was, well, what was he? He was in a camper for a while.
Yeah.
With now deceased owner Jim Irsay.
Yeah, and then Irsay made those comments.
That was a whole saga. You could also look, though, and this is going to be something I think a lot of Bills fans are going to do. You can look to James Cook's brother, Dalvin. And his situation. He does get paid after 3 years, mm-hmm. in which it was steady increase in yards, in carries, in touchdowns, everything. And going into the 2020 season, he signs a 5-year, $63 million contract extension with the Vikings. That was on September 12th. Going into the year, he signs the big deal.
But he also did not actively hold out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that James Cook is going to play it the same way.
Now, he did forego participation in team activities. I think he was there for most of them. He just didn't do it. That was the hold-ins.
And ready?
Yeah.
That's a hold-in. That is more recent example of negotiating tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a hold-in. I do not expect a hold-out. I expect a hold-in.
Yeah.
I don't expect James Cook to not be there and then be charged money mm-hmm. to not be there.
And that's where, because I think a lot of people assume he's getting his P's and Q's from Dalvin. Dalvin's not going to tell him, hey, don't go to training camp. It'll be,
go to training camp.
You be a good teammate. You're there. You constantly are putting on the best face possible. Because, I mean, he gets contract extension literally before the season starts. And that year, 2020, is by far Dalvin's best season. 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. He's great. And even after the extension as well, Minnesota might, you know, have a little bit of issues. But in those 5 years, three of them, he has 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
He's over 1,000 yards. His best season is still 2020. And he never, that's the only year he touches past 1,200. But Dalvin Cook was still a pretty darn good running back. But for me, the 2020 Minnesota Vikings, or really the Minnesota Vikings in general, they're not what the Bills are. That 2020 team that he ultimately runs for 1,500 yards on goes 7-9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a team led by Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins. They're not apples to oranges with the Bills with Josh Allen at quarterback.
And the problem is that with James Cook's situation is the position league-wide is still very diminished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not anyone's fault. It's a tough reality to be in if I'm James Cook. It hurts. But you think we should get connected with our fans real quick?
Let's do it. Let's get connected to our fans. And that is brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com.
Good amount of responses on the tweet from you at ZacharyJones198 on Twitter. Steve, he will be at minicamp. He may not practice, but he will be in attendance. I agree wholeheartedly with what Steve tweets in on this one on the response. He may not practice, but he'll be there. And that counts. That counts as him being there.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I would be absolutely here for. Brandon tweeting in, I won't be worried until week one at 8:20 p.m. and he's not in uniform. Even then, they'll have had time to figure out how to adjust if Cook is not there. I don't think we're waiting until week one if he's not like healthily in training camp and actually participating in something at some point.
I do think Brandon's somewhat brave there.
Yeah,
I do.
But it's hyperbolic in a case of I'm not like that's how little I'm worried. And I appreciate that kind of cool, that kind of composure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. He's being hyperbolic in a sense of, or at least I think he is. I can't speak for him, but I get a read of, I'm not worried at all. And even then, if he's not there, the Bills have time to adjust and figure it out.
Right. Yeah. Well,
maybe sign a street free agent.
And that is fair to bring up that, let's say, for argument's sake, let's say he's not at training camp, not at mandatory minicamp. Then for all of training camp, it's your show, Ray. Ty, you're now no longer just the third down running back. You're RB2.
They're signing somebody to be competition for third running back with Frank Gore Jr.
I was going to say, or does a lot of fans get their dream in Frank Gore Jr.? You're running back three.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out snap count here.
They'll bring in another free agent from there.
And so to Brandon's point, that is probably right that, like, well, if he doesn't do that, and this is also, and again, this is where I would think it'd be incredibly naive for Cook to do this. They will figure it out without you, and they will probably be successful. Maybe not 30 points a game successful, but if they put up 29 points per game, Ray Davis is an 800-yard rusher, 900-yard rusher, congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. Mike D just tweeting into us, not worried at all. I'd actually be more worried if they pay him a ton of money. He's good, but you can find other good running backs, rather spend that money someplace else, and that is more or less the reality of the cap situation and running back valuation in the National Football League.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. If you want to get on this James Cook conversation, will you be worried if he is not in attendance for mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow? But coming up after a quick timeout, it is Monday, and we're 5 minutes to 10:30. That means Sal Marana of the Democrat and Chronicle and publisher of the Pinstripe People Yankee newsletter will join the show next. The Yankees dropped 2 of 3 to the Boston Red Sox. Did not look great for much of the series. We'll get Sal's thoughts on that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.